This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi, babes. It's me, Harriet Rose. We're back. It's FUBAR Radio. We've got a jam-packed show. As Stephen Lang tweeted to me, you're not going to have any time to breathe on that show, babe. But that is better for me. I prefer not breathing. Elle Devine is up first. Camden Cox is coming in later. Calypso and Ferris and Sylvester a little bit later on. And then Brother Ali is going to be joining us on the phone towards the end of the show. How are we all? Are we having a nice Thursday? Now, I know global warming was smashing it in the last few days. And we've had blissful sunshine. But I don't know what is happening today. I mean, at least let me enjoy global warming, for God's sake. Bring back the sun. The rain has taken over. But listen, I'm here to brighten up your day with some new music and some great songs. So there's loads. Oh my God, I can't even with how much there is to talk about today. So we're going to start off actually with a bit of Slow Tie. You know I'm a big fan of Slow Tie. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about Lil Pump's new song. Do you know much about Lil Pump? I've learned some stuff about Lil Pump recently and I want to tell you about it. But let's kick off with this track. It's called Peace of Mind. Slow Tie, put it this way. I think there's a lot of people that are going to be, you know, like the Brits next year. I think there's going to be a young club of Brits next year. And this guy, I think, is going to feature heavily at the Brits. He's very, very exciting artist. Very visual, very, very involved in his sort of like the videos and the aesthetics of what he's putting out. And each track he puts out is, I just think he's very intelligent, interesting, interesting chap. This is Slow Tie, Peace of Mind.
I feel peace of mind when I'm sleeping in my bed and I can't hear it. I feel peace of mind when I'm dreaming of a life I ain't living. Walking through the blocks, I see the cracks, dodge syringes. I was with the lads, bookies trying to wash the fixtures. 2-1 the pool, roulette machine is British. Trying to take my pennies, now I'm moving Sid Vicious. Lock up your daughters, leave them coming off their hinges. Fuck your older brother, say I'm with his little sister. It's cold in England, so much colder in winter. Put on your parka, save room for Christmas dinner. I feel peace of mind when I'm sleeping in my bed, I can't hear it. I feel peace of mind when I'm dreaming of a life I ain't living. I feel peace of mind when I'm sleeping in my bed, I can't hear it. I feel peace of mind when I'm dreaming of a life I ain't living. Gotta thank mom for the 23 years she wiped my ass. Thank you, ma, now I'm gone. Hot wired the motor, joy ride. I don't give a twat. Not 100, less than 1. Uncle smoking food on the bench in the park alone. Let him in, he broke her heart. Now I'm to blame, but the problem is really not us. Tell me twice, that's still in us. Peace of mind when I'm sleeping in my bed, I can't hear it. I feel peace of mind when I'm dreaming of a life I ain't living. I feel peace of mind when I'm sleeping in my bed, I can't hear it. I feel peace of mind when I'm dreaming of a life I ain't living.
That's the new single from his debut album, Nothing Great About Britain. Is there anything great about Britain? Some things. Chip butties. I very much like double carbs. If I could carb on carb on carb all day, I would, babes. I absolutely would. He's off on tour on March the 31st, so get y'all tickets. Yeah, basically that's all about him finding peace of mind. Is all about himself living the same day on repeat, but different concept, different kind of vibe each day. In terms of as an artist, I think he really talks a lot from the heart, talks a lot about mental health, talks a lot about kind of his personal situations and growing up and his dealing with being biracial and lots of really important subjects that I think people need to hear about and people need to take note on. And I think he does it in a very exciting way because it's different. It's not sort of like I don't think there's many artists that are like him out there right now. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the album is like. I haven't had a listen. Nothing Great About Britain, set to be released later this year. But there you go, a little tidbit for you. Peace of Mind, the first track to be released from that album. Now, Lil Pump, I didn't know this, but did you know this? When he was 17, his record label hired out a strip club for him. I feel like that's quite intense at 17 to go to a strip club that is rented out for you. And he also had a big cake that was a Xanax, which, again, 17, I don't know if that's a bit young for that. But, you know, this guy is the new, like, kid's dream. Everybody loves him. This is his album, Harvard Dropout, spelt Harvard, not Harvard. It's just been dropped. And this is a track from it that he's done with Lil Wayne. Basically, I don't know whether he's trying to be do a bit of a Hi, My Name Is Eminem situation. But it's... You can't deny that it's like a banger. He's trying to create his My Name Is, I think. Marshall Mathers LP style. Oh, by the way, did anyone hear about Eminem talking about Marshall Mathers LP saying that he's peaked and that was his peak and he's never been able to be as good at that? Which I think is quite amazing for an artist of his stature to admit that. In a way, I agree, because that was one of the best albums of all time. It was my first album that I ever bought. And it taught me all of the swear words that I'm able to give to you on this show today. So let's thank him just for that. But anyway, back to Lil Pump, featuring Lil Wayne. All the Lil guys are in this one. It's called Be Like Me. Obviously, we love Lil Wayne, but I want to know what you think of Lil Pump. And if you've listened to Harvard Dropout, I haven't listened to it yet, but... But this song prickled my ears, and I'm just quite interested in him as a person. A lot of the album talks about him being a dropout because he left school, and it's kind of a lot of snide comments to his teachers and stuff like that, because I feel like that has heavily affected him. I mean, he's a young musician, so I just hope there's people around him looking after him and not just renting out strip clubs. Although if anyone wants to rent out a strip club for my birthday, I am game.
So, you know, a lot of people trying to be like me, but, you know, you just can't be like me. Ooh, Lil Pump,
CB on the beat.
Ooh, yeah, everybody wanna be like me. Ooh, yeah, everybody wanna be like me. Everybody wanna be like me. Bust down big chains and dress fancy. Ooh, everybody wanna be like me. Spent 2K last week on the white tee. Ooh, everybody wanna be like me. Drop 10K on my Gucci bed sheets. Ooh, yeah, everybody wanna be like me. Ooh, yeah, everybody wanna be like me. Everybody wanna be like me. Ooh, yeah, everybody wanna be like me. Everybody wanna be like me. Ooh, yeah, everybody wanna be like me. Everybody wanna be like me. Bust down big chains and dress fancy. Yeah. Everybody wanna be like Pump. Ooh. Everybody got fake dress and love to take drugs. Yeah. Why do this, rich, you do whatever you want, huh? Yes, I'm hella ignorant, I don't give a fuck. And everybody wanna be like Ye. Yeah. Everybody wanna go and smash Kim K. Ooh, yeah. You can talk shit about me every day, but I'm still rich at the end of the day. I take drugs like a vitamin C. I'm a millionaire, but I don't know how to read. Nope, I'm a role model that these kids wanna be. Ooh. I just smash a pregnant bitch that's overseas. Yeah. Walk around with my side bitch on a leash. I was 13 when I started sipping lean. Ooh. Ballin' so hard, I feel like I'm KD. Yeah. Wear two bush styles even when I sleep. Yeah. Everybody wanna be like me. Ooh. Yeah. Everybody wanna be like me. Yeah. Everybody wanna be like me. Ooh. Yeah. Everybody wanna be like me. Everybody wanna be like me. Ooh. Yeah. Everybody wanna be like me. Everybody wanna be like me. Bust down big chains and dress fancy.
I'm me. So who are you? You're not me. Throw up to be like Toon. No one can be like Toon. No, I can see Tycoon. And if the shoe fit, wear it. I can't if these not new. Little nigga, please. Y'all my mini-me's, but the kid is not my son. Shout out Billie Jean. You following my lead. My chopper isn't clean. And Lil Pumpy got the pump. I got the M16. My pocket stuffy. They gon' need some antihistamine. Niggas always bit the steed. The bitches never bit the D. I'm pulling out the facts. So tell your slime relax. And she a catfish. And he a copycat. What the fuck, though? Well, if you must know, I see these lookalikes. It's kinda sus, though. Yerp. Young nigga from the hood with a plan, 1 foot in the street, 1 foot.
foot in the sand, 1 foot in the cleats, 1 foot in the Vans, 1 foot in your ass, 1/4 of a Zan. Follow my footsteps, I give you instructions. Swallow, don't belch. You just drunk quintuplets on my one of one shit. I keep it 100. Boy, I talk my shit, then wipe my shit with hundreds. You can't stand like me, rich as fuck like me. Little black ass, never hit nigga. Let me shout out India Irie. And ain't none like me. Mr. Dwayne Carter only got one ID. Yerp, I know that's right. You don't know that life. Stay in your own lane or make me bowl that strike. Yerp, everybody wanna be like me. But there's only one I in my EYE. Yeah.
Everybody wanna be like me. Ooh. Yeah. Everybody wanna be like me. Everybody wanna be like me. Ooh. Yeah. Everybody wanna be like me. Everybody wanna be like me. Ooh. Yeah. Everybody wanna be like me. Everybody wanna be like me. Bust down big chains and dress fancy.
I don't necessarily want to be like Lil Pump, but I do think that is a catchy song. I do, I do. I do think it is. I can't deny it. I will not. Don't ask me to. Who's ready for Elle Devine? Oh my God. She's in after this song. Very excited. So this next track I'm going to play is an artist that I'm really, really excited about collabing with, Diplo. The real Diplo, by the way, because we've come across a different Diplo in the studio before. But this is Diplo, and I am DDB. I am DDB from Manchester. As we know, we've played her a few times on the show. This track's called Mirror Mirror. It's the latest single from Diplo's new 6-track EP Europa, which showcases lots of different artists, rappers, mixture of pop, trap, dance. And I'm very excited about IMDb. She also has a song in the charts right now as well. So there's lots to go and check out for her. Also, she does a lot of YouTube-y stuff, posts things. Watch out if you can go and see her live, because I feel like she'd be next level. She just released an album as well, Swerve 5. So go and check it out. This is IMDb and Diplo. And after this, we have got Elle Devine in the studio. Stay tuned for that. Also, can I just say, if you haven't gone to the IMDb's back catalogue, don't just go and listen to the new stuff. Go backwards, take your time, and really envelop yourself in IMDb, because she's a very, very talented woman.
Mira, 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 mira. Mira, 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 mira. I don't know el nombre se consiga, but I know a la que van a silla. My body goes in a fever. Mira, 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 mira. Yeah, call me on FaceTime, no filter. I feel your vibrations come nearer. You miss me, I know you miss me. When you tweet and you know you wanna act me. You ain't never met nobody real. Save you from yourself, you see clearer. Mira, 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 mira. Look at me, I find mamacita. Calling out but nobody can hear. Calling out but nobody can hear. Don't be late, you know I see ya. I don't really know you but I'm faking. And I don't gotta fuck to be closer. I'ma keep you thirsty for longer. Keep chasing the girls but I found ya. Don't stop the pussy for the long term. And don't put no oil in a fire. If it a burn, then I lie. Mira, 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 mira. Okay, okay. Mira, 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 mira. I don't know when I'm next gonna see ya, but I know I like it when I see ya. Mira, mira. My body goes in a fever. Yeah, call me on FaceTime, no filter. These girls, they wanna take your money. They see you, they see you're lonely. You can take a trip, I'll take you and me. Anytime you call, you can rely on me. I don't know what you want from me. I'ma keep you thirsty for longer. Don't stop no pussy for that long term. If it not burn, then I lie, yeah. Mira, 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 mira. I don't know when I'm next gonna see ya. But I know I like it when I see ya. My body goes in a fever. Mira, 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 mira. My body goes in a fever.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Elle Divine is in the studio with me right now. Babes.
Hello.
We've been trying to get you in this studio for such a long time. You're just so in demand.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I would have been here in a heartbeat.
Babes. Well, it's a pleasure to have you. It was your first Brits last week.
It was.
You had the red carpet and everything.
Yeah, that was mental.
Yeah, it's weird, right? It's kind of
It's stressful. It's exactly what like you'd imagine it to be. Just like people shouting at you while you get your picture taken. But it was fun. I enjoyed it.
I always imagined it to be less horrible when I first did it. It wasn't like people screaming at you.
It is intense. It's pretty zoo-like.
Yes.
It's like people banging on the window of a zoo, yeah.
And then the actual awards, did you have a nice time? You surrounded by lots of pop stars.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, it's weird. It's just so many famous people in a room, which I couldn't really get my head around, like every 5 seconds seeing like people that you really admire.
Yeah, so who was the one, because I still get it now, like events and stuff where you're like, oh my god, I really like what they're doing. It doesn't even mean that they're even that famous, or it's just like someone you really appreciate.
Totally.
Was there anyone you were like, oh my god?
Everybody. Like, I mean, as soon as I stepped out of the car, I saw Khalid and I was like, oh my god,
that's sick.
So cool.
Yeah.
And but you can't go up to anyone and
you've got to be super chill.
You've got to be cool. So I couldn't go up to anyone and be like, oh, I'm a big fan.
You've just got to be like, hi, I'm totally fine.
Yeah.
Don't even question how chill I am.
I met Dua as well. She was like on the table next to me and she was so nice.
Mega babe.
Yeah, mega babe. Totally.
But also like a mega babe who has shot to fame in like the last 2 years. So it's like a trajectory that is in your future, you know? Like it's exciting because, you know, she worked so hard for such a long time and then all of a sudden. Yeah.
It's crazy. I've never seen anything, like I've never seen a rise like that before. It's pretty unbelievable. It's amazing.
I think in this we've sort of changed the vibe, and you'll understand this being a female singer-songwriter, that it is about female singer-songwriters now. It's about women who can make music, write music, do music. They understand how the production works. And
yeah, totally. Girls are making the best shit.
Girls are the best!
Yeah.
And right now it is the time for women and to be excited for other women in the industry. And 100%. Lots of exciting girls coming up right now, including you. You've had such a like crazy, I mean, few years. You grew up in Whitley Bay.
Yeah, Whitley Bay in Newcastle.
Do you miss it?
I haven't been. I'm actually going there tomorrow. So that'll be really nice. And I haven't been since like Christmas. So that'll be so lovely. But I do miss it. It's like now when I go back on the train, I feel like I'm going back in time.
Yeah.
It feels super northern, and it honestly feels like an old miner's town. Like when I go back, like that's how like back in time I feel like I'm going. But it's so lovely that people are just the best people in the world.
Well, it's what made you as well, which is like that's where you started to be inspired by music. Mm-hmm. And what was the kind of start of everything, or can you remember when you first thought about music and making it?
Yeah, I mean, I was always really into music as a kid and was in bands and stuff. Like, my best friend Niall was, like, really into music and I just liked to copy everything he did. So I think that was the...
Sounds like a babe.
Yeah, I used to copy everything he did, but, like, try and do it better. So I was really competitive as a child. So that's how I kind of got into music at first. We'd, like, played in little bands and stuff just in my spare bedroom. And, like, we took the mattress off the bed frame and then, like, performed on the bed frame stage and got our other friend to, like, flick the lights on and off. And it was, like, special.
That's absolutely sick.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was, sold-out show.
Whoa. Like, why do you need Emil Nava when you could have just done...
some light flicking.
Listen, like...
Totally.
Take the budget way back. And just get that friend of yours with the good fingers to flick it on and off. And
I wonder what he's doing now.
I mean, probably, hopefully different stuff with his fingers. But anyway, obviously that started it all off. I actually can kind of agree with you, except I can't sing. I used to make my friend sing along to stuff with me, but I would do all the big parts, you know, but I couldn't sing. But she could sing less so than me. So I thought it was...
Right.
So I would just sing louder at her.
Yeah, sometimes that's the trick, you know, just do something with someone that can't do it as good and then you'll just shine through.
Yeah, basically, except neither of us could sing, so it was just horrible... squawking hellishness. Let's talk a little bit about Growing Pains first. Mm-hmm. And by the way, all of your music is like caught my eye straight away. I just love the honesty of it, and it's just, I think, a really personal side of you, and you've mentioned how you're like quite naturally shy. I don't know whether that's still the same.
I mean it is. It depends what situation, I guess. Yeah. But yeah, I was definitely pretty shy. That's kind of something I've had to adjust to the past few years, is, you know, turning on this switch where it's just like confidence.
Yeah. Which must have been really weird, because you moved to London and within 2 months or something you were signed, right?
Yeah, that was mental. That was not planned at all. I moved to London just because I felt I'd done everything I possibly could in Newcastle.
You'd done all of the shows in your bedroom that you could.
Yeah, exactly. I played every pub and club, every venue in Newcastle, I'd done it. And yeah, I just felt like it was time to see what London had to offer.
And the story of Growing Pains was sort of you, essentially what it says on the tin, Growing Pains, and kind of...
Yeah.
Growing up and becoming a different person. Do you feel like a different person now than you did then? Like with the
Since the release of that?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, 100%. So much has changed. I mean, like, I'm constantly figuring out stuff about myself. These are like my formative years, I guess. So,
yeah, you're still really super young as well. So it's like you've kind of gone through a lot in that time already.
Yeah, definitely.
And peer pressure. Huge banger anyway, just to start that off.
Thank you.
But I think as well, it really hits the notes with your, I'm assuming with your fans, but with me and with other people that I've spoken to about it, because we were just talking about it, like you feel the fear of missing out, the peer pressure, what everyone around you is saying you need to do, especially in London, especially for young kids right now. I think that's 100%. Such a massive message.
Yeah, I think that song, I'm proud of that song, because I think that it's definitely got like a big time stamp on it. Yeah. Like you can... It's very, like, right now, and kind of embodies, like, what young people are going through right now, especially with, like, social media just taking over every young person's life.
It's so insane.
Yeah.
How old were you when you first got Instagram or Twitter or whatever?
I mean, I was lucky that, like, my actual childhood didn't have social media.
Same.
But when I was, like, 16, I think Instagram kicked off, and so... I mean, that was still pretty hard, but it wasn't anything that it was now. It's crazy now.
It's a creepy place. Yeah, so do I. Mm-hmm. I've got kids that follow me on Instagram that I'm like, please don't follow me, because I know that you're too 12. Young to be on Instagram.
Yeah, totally.
It's a scary place, but it's exciting because you're creating that dialogue and that conversation with younger fans to be like, fuck everything, because it doesn't really matter. Actually, you just need to be you and kind of focus on that.
I hope so.
And
definitely.
With the short films as well, with Emil, you kind of worked on both EPs with him. Mm-hmm. And we've seen the trajectory from Newcastle to Hollywood, essentially. Yeah. Both beautiful in their own way and very different, and shows so much your sort of growth and your change. But how did you feel they reflected you with, I guess with both individually, how do you feel like they reflected? Do you feel like it was exactly how you were feeling at that moment?
I mean, pretty much. Obviously, it's like, I guess it's, you know, art.
Yes,
but so you have
art.
To like exaggerate things. I mean, obviously, I didn't just go straight from Newcastle to Hollywood, but I guess I was just kind of a metaphor to, like, you know, show me leaving my home and just being plonked into this kind of new world that I knew nothing about and was still kind of figuring myself out. So yeah, just wandered around Hollywood lost.
That's so sick. Did you get in trouble? I saw on your Instagram you got in trouble when you were filming the Nervous video.
Yeah, we did like a lot of, you know, kind of
risque
stuff. We snuck into this, I guess it was like an abandoned motel.
And oh my God, did you want to get murdered?
Yeah, I was really scared. Like we kind of, and it was just, we couldn't like fit everyone in there. It was literally just me and my mate Chloe, who is... started like working for Emil since the first Growing Pains video, and we just snuck into this abandoned motel under this like fence. We had to like lift the fence up and crawl under. It was so weird, and we kind of like scoped out first to make sure there was no like crackheads like around, because I was really we were like super scared that someone was gonna just like pop out at some point, because we were like all over the place. But yeah, and then
that is literally the
it was rogue.
That is a horror film in the making.
It was good though. It was really fun, and I think that's what makes like music videos and just film in general like special, when you kind of improvise and do kind of rogue stuff like that.
100%. And you obviously have that trust and that relationship with the meal that you can do those things and work together to create something that is so you,
yeah,
but also so him at the same time.
Yeah, 100%. It's just like, it just felt really, really creative. Like, I guess I don't know any different because I've never worked with anyone but Emil so far on music videos. But, you know, it wasn't just kind of getting in a studio. Here's the shot list. Let's do this, this, and this. Like, we were literally driving around and being like, that's amazing. That could be this. That could mean this. Da, 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 da. It was, like, super creative.
Yeah, and also you don't know how it's going to turn out because in that moment you're just filming stuff and climbing into,
which is really scary,
murder motels and trying to get murdered, which is just the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So you must be working on your music. I've seen it on your Instagram, babe. You're in the studio. What is happening? Because we've had a little break.
Yeah.
Which means that music is coming.
It is. Yeah, I've just been writing and recording loads of new stuff, finishing up songs for next releases, and I'm just now kind of getting to the point of doing video treatments and planning what the visuals will look like and stuff.
Is that really important to you, that the visuals?
Yeah, that's like, I mean, I think in my opinion, I think everything needs to like line up and be as good as each other, kind of, or just as, it's all as important, like the visuals are as important to me as the songs are. And you know, I want to like translate that into my live shows too, and I just want to make sure that the world kind of all meets up in every aspect.
That's 100%. Like, you know, the brand, the lineage, like everything needs
totally.
To. What in terms of your live show? What's the dream there? Like, what do you want to create on stage?
I mean, I want it to be a really fun time. So I think I want to have, you know, a little crew up there with me. I don't want to like give too much away.
I am available, by the way. So
yeah,
if you just,
you get up there, I know you can sing. So.
Yes, I'm actually probably better than you, so watch out.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't want to give too much away because we are like planning stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, I do want to. I just want to have fun up there. I want to, you know,
create a vibe,
really inclusive. But I also want to make it really like visually driven, and it'll be like inspired by the videos and stuff like that.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
Very
so
excited
when it finally happens.
Yeah. No, but you've got to take your time.
Yeah,
because
you're
one of those artists that everyone's like, oh my God, we need to talk about this and do it now. And it must be quite stressful because let me have a minute, babe. I just want to sort my shit out.
But yeah, we'll get into it. I mean, we've had like you said, it does take time. We've had everything figured out for 1 second. Then we've been like, wait, let's scrap all that and start again.
Yeah.
But you need to do that to find out what works best. Like,
and who you are.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything half-heartedly. So
Peer Pressure also was recorded by Charlie XCX, is that right?
Yes, she did do a version of it, which was like, and I'm like the biggest Charlie fan. Like,
yeah,
you don't,
that must have been crazy.
Yeah, so Justin the producer is like quite tight with her. He's done like a lot of her records.
Yeah, Justin Raisin, right?
Yeah. Justin Raisin, he's like a mad guy.
Yeah.
But and then he had a session with her like the following week after we wrote it in LA, and I just got this video and it was like, don't freak out, like I didn't go behind your back and do this, like honestly, like I was just playing music that I was excited about to Charlie, and she heard this and she was like, this is a total banger. So I just had to let her cut it, and I was like, I'm literally not mad at all, like this is the coolest thing ever. I've got like this Charlie demo of Peer Pressure that I just sometimes listen to, be fair, like over my own version of it.
Sick.
which is so cool. So then obviously I love the song, though. I always wanted to put it out for myself, but I love Charlie so much, so we kept her backing vocals on the like last chorus, which was super sick.
And also, like, as a fan,
yeah, it was amazing.
That's like stan to another level.
Yeah.
You managed to be like, oh, she loves my song.
Yeah,
and I can
totally
have her in my song.
Just to be on someone like that's radar is like, that was really special for me.
Did she want the song?
I don't know, like I mean I guess she cut it, so maybe for like a little bit she did, but
imagine,
you know,
if you'd had to be like, no, I'm sorry, I'm having it.
She's really, really cool, so I think she, you know, I actually read
she'd
an interview,
love it. Yeah.
That she was talking about the song, and she was like, I wouldn't take away someone's song like that. She's
but
like,
so
she's
sick
amazing.
That she just wanted to like bop to it for a minute.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Maybe a collab.
I would love to. Yeah. If she wants to, then yeah.
You're smiling so much. It's really like the sweetest thing ever. I can imagine, like, if I could sing, I would be in the same position when you kind of have your hero wanting to work on your music and the stuff you write. Because originally you were a writer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I moved to London to pursue. Like, I wasn't, you know, I am quite shy, and like I didn't originally think I'll be like an artist, because I thought it was all like, ta-da, like, you know, really had to put yourself out there. But it's so much more than that. I'm having so much fun doing it. But yeah, I originally wanted to just write songs for other people, and then this all kind of just fell onto my lap.
Which is like the nicest way for it to happen, because however much it looks like glamour and amazing, it's actually a really scary place, and it's in a hard place, and it's competitive.
Yeah,
and so if it falls in your lap in a natural way, it's kind of more organic, and I guess that's what people yearn for now.
Yeah,
they just
definitely
want organic artists that are making music.
Yeah, totally. And I think if I had just done songwriting, I would have been bored right now, because I am like so in love with like the visual side of it and like getting stuck into the live side of it, that I would have, you know, craved that eventually. So yeah, I think I would have always ended up doing an artist project.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously the natural progression, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I can't not talk about your massive fans in the LGBTQ plus community.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, the best fan base in the world.
Yeah.
We're the best fan base in the world. But also, you talk about sexuality, not explicitly, but like, you know, you touch on it in your songs. And I think I just wanted to talk on it because I feel like it's a really important. I mean, since I've been listening to music, the drastic change in the last 3 years of girls and boys
so great
being able to talk about their sexuality is crazy.
Yeah, it's great. And it means so, so much to me, because I know when I was like, you know, 13, 14, I'd craved that so much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was on YouTube, like, watching people's coming out videos and stuff. And, like, and you know, I would have loved like an idol who was in the LGBT community.
Like it's almost like validation, where you're like, oh, you can really connect with that person because they're telling the same story as you.
Totally. And I mean, I remember like when I was younger, this sounds stupid, but I remember thinking, oh, like I'm going to have to, you know, pretend I'm into boys too, so that people, and that's like actually really sad. And it's just amazing now that you can, you know, be yourself, and people love that, and people really connect to that.
Yeah, I totally had the same. Like, I just ignored it. I was like, oh, because I fancy guys and girls. Mm-hmm. I'm really greedy, as they like to say.
No, I don't say that.
No, I just fancy everyone. but I remember being like, oh no, that would be a nightmare if I was gay. A nightmare. And then I realised, oh no, this is great. And then it was and it changed so quickly like that. And it became from people talking about it and people having that discussion.
Yeah.
So it's a great place to be, and also good for you putting it out straight away and being proud of it and being passionate about it, because I just think it's lovely, you know.
Thank you.
I think we should promote it and talk about it, so that the young people, like what you were saying, can go through school and be like, oh,
100%
there's people like me.
Yeah,
more boys doing it as well. That's what I want, more boys, more girls.
100%. There's amazing people out there, though. Troye Sivan, Sam Smith,
oh
everyone.
My god, Ollie from Years and Years.
They're
my
legends.
Idol, literally.
And they are making like some of the best music as well. It's not
absolutely
it's so good.
So what's up for the next couple of months? You're just going to continue working. Have we got any dates? Do we know roughly when new music's coming?
Not when new music's coming. I've got live shows planned for May, though. So there'll be some stuff in May, but I can't tell me what it is. Can't say anything else, unfortunately.
You don't know where. You can't tell me where or when, because it's not been announced, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but
wait, that's going to be a nice surprise.
Yes, lovely. Yeah. And we've got the hint that there's live shows.
Yeah.
What about festivals? Do you think you might pop into any festivals this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've got the one we got confirmed right now is Great Escape, and that's in May.
God.
So I'm doing that, which will be really
exciting. One of the best festivals.
Yeah,
as well.
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Because everyone plays that, like massive artists and up-and-coming artists. Everyone gets
so
down
fun.
There.
And it'll be sunny, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. It's blissful. And I always have a hangover, though, so it has a bit of a marred view in my mind. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been great.
I had about 150 questions, because I've been waiting to see you for so long, and
you.
I feel exhausted now. But happy.
Great.
Like a happy exhausted, you know?
That's good. That's the best.
Can you introduce Peer Pressure for us?
Yes. This is Elle Devine, and this is my song, Peer Pressure.
Veronica, you look like hell.
Yeah, I just got back.
Veronica, what are you doing?
Heather, my love.
Now that I'm a 20 years, hell is where I'm living. Don't know how to cope with all the existential thinking. I never used to give a shit, but now it's all I'm giving. Now it's all I'm giving. The party's in an hour, but I'm crying in a towel. Cause this fucking picture doesn't even look like me now. Took a couple uppers, that's what they do when they feel down.
Heather, my love.
Peer pressure, nothing gon' save me. Peer pressure. got me going crazy. Peer pressure, how you gonna take me? Peer pressure, I'm trying but it's hard to explain. Peer pressure, let me swallow the pain. Got so many friends and they all make me feel alone. They always say they love me but I know they really don't. I just suck it up and do whatever they want. Tell me what I want. I lost all my money so that I could look like you. Where's my personality? I guess I lost it too. Doesn't really matter, that's what we're supposed to do. When I'm under the influence, peer pressure, nothing gon' save me. Peer pressure got me going crazy. Peer pressure, how you gon' take me? Where I'm living, don't know how to cope with all the existential thinking. Never used to give a shit, but now it's all I'm giving. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now it's all peer pressure. Nothing gon' save me. Peer pressure got me going crazy. Peer pressure, how you gon' take me? Peer pressure got me going crazy.
Elle Divine. Isn't she divine? God, she was lovely. Really lovely, lovely girl. So she's given us a copy of Tomorrow magazine, which she's taken over with all of her, like, she's even signed a copy for me. I'm absolutely buzzed. It's all, the whole magazine's dedicated to her. Loads of amazing pictures of her being cool. And also lots of people that she thinks is awesome, which I just think is the sickest thing in the world. She just put kind of different artists. There's a Davina, a future doctor and prime minister in there. I think she's got her stylist in there, Emily Warren's in there, singer-songwriter who's absolutely incredible. Obviously known for writing every single song you've ever heard. Fashion illustrators, future Oscar winners. Yeah, so go and take a look at Tomorrow Mag. Go and buy it, get it. I've got my own copy. You can't have it. So there. Now, Camden Cox is coming in the studio in a little minute. But before that, Emily Burns. We love Emily Burns so much. We had her on the show at the end of last year. She's released a new song. She looks sick in it. Some very, very good eyeshadow. It's called Too Cool. They've dropped a video for it as well. The video is directed by Luke Bather. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Sorry, Luke. I'm just going to call you Luke for now. Yeah, go and check out the video. It's her and, I'm assuming, a girlfriend, and they're finding each other very annoying. And it's just a bit of a fun video with a little green screen background, colour pops. It's really nice. It's lovely. And we're just really supportive of Emily. She's really, really deserves what she's getting. She's doing so well. She's a great live performer. If you get the chance to go and see her live, she's wonderful. But just keep on tap. Another great queer artist who's... just kind of shedding light and being an exciting person in the music industry right now. This is Emily Burns, Too Cool.
Today I made a mistake, turned up 40 minutes late, just to make you angry, but you didn't care, you never care. Then I hid your car keys, made you miss the party, you thought it was funny. You didn't care, you never care. You're so sweet, like peach iced tea. It kinda makes me sick. I need you to scream and then hang up on me. Call up all your friends.
Swear you'll turn around and find somebody new. I need you to say you don't wanna see me. Loving you is harder when you make it easy. Say you did you wrong and I'm being cruel. Honey, at the moment you're a little too cool. Last night I was wasted. Today I woke up ugly. But you say I look pretty. You're really nice, you're way too nice. Then I said the wrong name. And you said, babe, it's okay. I'm trying really hard here. But you're really nice, you're way too nice. You're so sweet, like 12 ice creams. It kinda makes me sick. So I need you to scream and then hang up on me. Call up all your friends, go telling everybody. Say I did you wrong and I'm being cool. Swear you'll turn around and find somebody new. I need you to say you don't wanna see me. Loving you is harder when you make it easy. Say I did you wrong and I'm being cool. Honey, at the moment you're a little too cool. Call up all your friends, go telling everybody. Say I did you wrong and I'm being cruel. Swear you'll turn around and find somebody new. I need you to say you don't wanna see me. Loving you is harder when you make it easy. Say I did you wrong and I'm being cruel. Honey, at the moment you're a little too
cool.
Hey, this is Reggie Snow and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
Blueface, baby. Yeah, I buzz down, Tatiana. Yeah, I wanna see you buzz down.
Buzz down, Tatiana.
Buzz down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you buzz down. Pick it up, now break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up, then slow that shit down on the gang.
Slow it down.
Bust it, bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gang. Bust down, Tatiana.
Bust down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you bust down.
Over.
Pick it up, now break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up, now slow that shit down on the gang.
Slow it down.
Bust it, bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gang.
Cardiana, Cardiana. I was home with my kid, Mamiana.
Mamiana.
Real bitch, I don't be with all that drama.
Nah.
Mind me my business, I'ma bother.
I'ma bother.
Yeah. I ain't dragging, I'm lit.
Like a tick.
For clapping back, bitch, I'm clapping on the dick.
On the dick.
Bust it, I'm a savage. Bitch, throw it back like a 10-year challenge.
Woo.
Take him to the crib, then I push him on the sofa. Have his breath smelling like pussy and mimosas. We ain't finished, tell him beat it up.
Beat it
and
up.
If the pussy stop breathing, give it CPR.
CPR.
It's so tight, he think he slipped in my butt. I don't swallow plan B, I just swallow the nuts. Pussy dope, I'm the dope dealer. And if your pussy good, shouldn't have to maintain a broke nigga.
Dope nigga.
Real shit, real life, everybody game bang. No, they ain't real right.
Get it right.
Since
now.
I came in the game, been a real one.
Real.
And ain't shit changed, bitch, I'm still one. All facts, no cap,
no cap.
Daddy hype like that,
like that.
Ain't got no time for no subliminals. After a while, bitch, being petty just means you're miserable. Yeah, straight lane.
Straight lane.
My pussy, I bust down, yours plain Jane.
Bust.
I make him go insane. I fucking with my red flag on him. When I come, I say gang on the gang.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Bust down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you bust down. Pick it up, now break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up, then slow that shit down on the gang.
Slow it down.
Bust it. Bust down. Bust it. Bust it. Bust down on the gang.
Over.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Bust down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you bust down.
Over.
Pick it up, now break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up, now slow that shit down on the gang.
Slow it down.
Bust it. Bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gang.
Over.
Blue face, baby. Yeah, I'm every woman's fantasy. Mama always tell me I was gonna break hearts. I guess it's her fault, stupid. Don't be mad at me.
Don't be mad at me.
I wanna see you bust down.
Bust down.
Bust down.
Bend that shit over on the gang. Make that shit clap. She threw it back, so I had to double back on the gang. Smacking high off them drugs. I tried to tell myself two times, but enough. Then the nigga relapsed on the dead lows. Ain't no running, Tatiana. You gon' take these damn strokes.
Tatiana.
I beat the pussy up, now it's a murder scene. Keep shit player, Tatiana, like you ain't never even heard of me.
Blueface, baby.
Buzz down, Tatiana. I wanna see you buzz down.
Buzz down.
Then that shit over. Yeah,
I, over.
Now make that shit clap
make
on the gap. Now toot that thing up.
Toot it up.
Throw that shit back. I need my issue on the dead lows.
Buzz down, Tatiana. Buzz down, Tatiana. I wanna see you buzz down. Lick it up, now slurp that shit down. Jerk it off, now throw that dick down on the gang.
Slow it down, bust it, bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gang. Bust down, Tatiana.
Bust down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you bust down.
Over.
Pick it up, now break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up, now slow that shit down on the gang.
Slow it down,
bust it, bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gang.
Over.
Tatiana remix, Cardi B, Blueface. Camden Cox is here.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very, very well.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
No,
God, we're all so
fine.
Polite.
I know. So many thank yous.
Thanks, thanks, please.
Yeah, love you.
Love you, bye. great outfit.
Thank you very much.
Colours, patterns, all of the
yeah,
above.
Yeah, it's just a big clash.
Yes,
but
which I'm into.
Yeah, I love a clash. Either everything has to match or everything has to clash.
Oh, yeah.
It's one or the other. There's no in between.
Love that vibe.
Yeah,
and you've got the pink hair.
Pink hair.
Is that your natural colour, yeah?
Yeah, born
Baby
this
who's
way.
Born with it, whatever it is. tell me, how are you? 2018 was a big year, lots of releases.
Yeah, it was good, you know. I had my first kind of few releases as a songwriter, so not singing on the songs. So thank you very much. I just had a water given to me.
I know, it's probably a dream here, right?
I don't need to tell anyone that. But
producer
yeah.
Natalie, she's fucking great at giving water, I tell you
she
what.
She is. I am going to be hydrated.
Funnily enough, she's rubbish at being a producer, but water she can smash like you wouldn't believe.
Can't wait to taste it. last year, and then I went on tour with the House and Garage Orchestra.
I saw that, and you're going on again.
I'm going again.
In October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've got a few shows before that as well. We've got like a couple of festivals, and then we've got Shepherd's Bush
and there's a
Empire
CD.
In June. Yeah. Yeah, there's a CD. I'm on the album.
So sick.
Yeah, so that came out
last year. I don't know why I said CD.
Cause it's CD, no
like,
one...
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
weird.
I did see it on CD in Asda.
I think that's why
so
I said it, because I saw an advert for it being on a physical CD.
Yeah, I was on the advert as
I
well.
I saw. Aww. I saw you, babe.
I was literally like, Mum, look, I'm on the telly.
Yeah, that's so sick.
Yeah, that was fun.
Love that. Love that. Gosh, lots going on.
And then my first EP, that all came out last year, so that was good. Just really busy. Last year was a step up. This year's going to be more of a step up.
It's achieving, just achieving everywhere,
just working hard.
Achievements, just batting away achievements left, right and
I
centre.
I am achievement.
Yes, you embody achievement.
Yeah.
No, but it's nice to come to the end of a year and say, do you know what, this is a change for the good.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I think a lot of the time in careers like this, one sometimes forgets to remember how exciting bits are. You know, like if you were to think of yourself a few years ago, like would you have imagined being here and the next step and the next step?
Well, I do this full time and sometimes I'm like knackered. I'm like, oh, I just need a day off. And then I think about it. I'm like, wait, I actually get to do this as a living, and not many people can say that.
Yeah.
So I have to pinch myself sometimes and be grateful for the fact that I'm not sat in a job that I really hate. Like, I love what I do. It's amazing.
I feel very much the same.
Yeah, we're so lucky.
I know. I feel very lucky also to talk for a living.
Yeah.
Sometimes confused why I was given this job, but listen.
You're obviously a good talker.
That's all Nat, so she's water focused anyway, so it's not really, who knows.
Yeah.
Not the One.
Not the One.
Your new single, climbing up the charts.
Yeah,
well, I've seen the Music Week charts is going up and up and up and up, which is like the music industry. For people who don't know Music Week, it's a very heavy music industry magazine, which is if you want to know stuff about music, you need to subscribe to Music Week.
Mm-hmm.
But that's so lovely to see that it's going up. And
yeah, I think it went in at like number 27 and then just kept climbing. And now it's number 7. So top 10. It's my claim to fame. top 10,
excuse
you know.
Excuse me, turning my phone on silent now.
I thought that was mine then, I got scared.
No, I literally do this for a job and never turn my phone on silent.
That's
so
really bad.
Yes, I'm a bad presenter. I've just been representing how bad I am at my job. So it came out just at the end of last year.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to see, because I think sometimes as well, as an artist, when you release a song, it's not always instant. It's like the progression, and the fact that people are still listening to it shows that it's connecting.
Yeah, to be honest, the remixes only came out in January, like end of January as well, so they've not been out very long. And Alex Adair did one, Chaney and Jeff Nang, and they're all
sick,
so different, and they've been doing really well in clubs as well. I think that was a big part in the Music Week charts. So it still feels quite fresh, really, like as a release for me. Like I don't haven't quite moved on from it yet, because
it's not that long ago.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just because if it had been a release in the same amount of time, but it was the same year, it wouldn't be long. But it's because it's a different year, it might feel like you know, longer. But actually,
back
it's
in
not.
2018.
It's an exciting time to see that flourish as well. Because I mean, there's so many of the biggest songs of last year that took a minute to. Mm.
That's the thing. You can put a song out, and a year later, it's
crazy,
be massive. It's yeah. You never know. You never know what can happen. But I've got a new EP that I'm getting ready for as well. So
gosh,
yeah. So I'm not
so
like,
a year after the first one, because the first one was beginning of last year, right?
So I started putting the first EP out beginning of last year, and that was four songs, and that's completed now. So I'm now kind of choosing the next EP. I've got the songs, I'm just trying to finalize which ones I'm going with.
And is there any, do you feel any change from last year, the last release? Do you feel like different style or different artist in any way?
There's a slight different side of me on this one. This is more of my like trancey 90s influences. There's a bit more like, they're a bit more emotional and are like a bit deeper, but they're still like club bangers.
Yeah,
but they're probably slightly less girly, a bit more like anthemic.
Okay.
Which, I'd like to think anyway.
No, honestly, for a second, I was like, what does anthemic mean? And then I just realised. That's such a great word. I've never heard
anthemic.
That.
Anthemic?
Anthemic.
Is that even a word? It is a word, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. When something's an anthem, it's anthemic.
Dude, like, you need to say that every time you talk about your songs. Anthemic.
That's how
just open an interview, just be like, I'm anthemic. See you later.
Camden, anthemic Cox.
Done. Sold. So what kind of led you to this genre? Because it's a mix of everything. Obviously, you do stuff with the house and garage orchestra. So there's garage, there's house. As you say, there's going to be trance and loads of different genres. But what kind of landed you here? How did you get here?
Do you know what? I think just to this day, my favourite music is like all of the 90s dance classics. You know, like Touch Me in the Morning and... Show
Tell
me love.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Oh my God, back.
Like, you got to show me love. All of those are just like, I just feel like no one's quite like topped them yet. So they're still like, they're on all my playlists.
That was like the Euro pop R&B. It was like that phase of just like when everything was a dance song. And it was so good.
I just want that to come back.
Well, I think dance is still really big.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever going to die. It never will die.
It's definitely one of the highest selling chart genres.
Yeah, especially like last couple of years.
The Jonas Blues and the, you know, those guys are doing really well. But like the more the better, basically, I think. Because I'm a big fan of R&B as well. And I'm a big fan of all genres, but I feel like there's a lot of spectrum with your work. Mm. And I feel like it's an exciting time to look at what you're developing. And the next EP...
Yeah, I mean, it's not far away from the songs that people will have already heard. It's just a slightly more, probably just a little bit more from the heart, I guess.
And when do you think you're going to drop that?
So I think it's penciled in for about May.
Lovely.
Yeah, because I've got basically a couple of other releases coming before that
features,
you know, I don't want to like clash and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a couple of features.
Which people love to put you on their tracks, don't they? You've done a few features last year.
I have done a few features, yeah. It's getting to the point now where I'm having to turn them down, so that's exciting. Like finding new singers to sing the songs, because I can't have my voice on everything just because I'm just like a feature whore.
Yes.
I don't want to be a feature whore.
But
there's another new one.
Feature whore. I love it.
But there's nothing wrong with a good feature. I love it. I love collaborating with people. I don't want to get to that point where there's one coming out like every week, you know, because I'm writing all the time and
You need to focus on your own stuff.
Yeah, and it's so exciting getting, like, other kind of up-and-coming singers on the tracks, you know, replacing my vocal with somebody else and hearing it with a different twist on it. It's so nice. It feels really rewarding, especially when it comes out.
And you're working as much in the studio on your own stuff as writing? Or?
Yeah. To be honest, at the moment, it's like 50-50.
Yeah.
It differs, though. Sometimes I'm, like, 90% writing for myself and focusing on me, and then other times I'm like just writing for other people all the time. Like, I don't know, I just love writing, so yeah, it's just whatever comes up.
And you said this EP you're going to release is much more personal.
Yeah.
Does that make it more nerve-wracking, or do you feel the same as you always do when you release?
Slightly, actually, because I think I feel like it's a bit more risky. Mm-hmm. Like, not the one especially is like so commercial. It's just like summer, you know, whereas these ones still are, but they're more like, if you think of like early Ellie Goulding, like Starry Eyed, yep, and stuff, like just a bit more, just probably a bit more different. I don't know how to describe them. And you'll have to just wait and hear them.
I'm excited. And are you going to go on, do some dates? Are you going to do some live shows?
Yeah.
Other than with the, because we know you're back with the House and Garage Rock, because yes, it would be amazing.
I just recently signed up to a new agency, so I should hopefully be getting around doing some more gigs this year.
Great. So maybe when the next EP comes out, we can just come see
exactly
you live.
Yeah, exactly. And I might be supporting somebody in the summer, but I'm not going to announce that.
Ooh.
Just in case. You never
know. Is it a boy or a girl?
Might be both.
Oh, might be all of the above.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about that. I saw you post a picture with your T-shirt on saying pizza is my bae.
Yeah.
So let's just get down to the nitty-gritty. What's your favourite topping?
Pepperoni and jalapeno. That's it.
Oh,
I don't
spicy
mess around.
Girl.
Spicy, but simple.
Spicy, but like just low-key.
Yeah, like I don't want to shove everything on there because it takes away from the fact that you're eating pizza. It kind of feels like you're eating a salad and it defeats the whole purpose.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it does piss me off when people put rocket on pizza. I'm like, don't take the piss.
Yeah, because then it's just going everywhere. It's like falling apart. It's like you're eating hair.
And it's like sometimes I like an egg on a pizza, but do I want to deal with that with my hands? Not really.
Keep the eggs for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Another great saying from you.
You just
keep on coming with them, don't you?
I know, I've got loads.
And are you delighted or disgusted by pineapple on pizza?
Absolutely disgusted.
Oh, yeah, I thought you might be.
The worst creation. I don't know how anyone can eat that.
It's weird. I don't care about it, but it's
not... Can you eat it?
I mean, I eat a lot.
Yeah?
So there's not much that I won't eat.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not... Mm-hmm. Deeply offended by it, but I would never order it.
No. I just, even if I was starving and someone offered me a piece of ham and pineapple pizza, I'd just say, absolutely not.
Really? God, that's an
Take
intense hate. Yeah.
Yeah.
For someone whose pizza is bae, like that's...
To be honest, I'll have anything else on pizza, just not that. But my go-to is pepperoni and jalapeno.
Yeah, I like that vibe. I'm more of an artichoke girl.
Are you?
Yeah.
There's and a place in New York that do artichoke pizza that's like famous for it, and it's insane.
Oh my God.
Insane.
After the show, you're going to tell me where that is, and I'm going to fly to New York
if I
tomorrow.
I can remember. Okay.
Goodbye. Right. In fact, I'm going now.
Okay, bye. Have fun. Hope you like it.
Thank you so much. Well, it sounds like it's set to be a really hectic but exciting 2019.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really excited, actually. It feels like the busiest I've been ever. Like, I just got busier and busier last year, and it's looking the same this year, so...
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And if they're... Obviously, you've done a lot of collabs, but you're slowing down on them. If there was... Who's the person that could change your mind? Who could get you right now in the room to make a collaboration with?
Disciples, I think, would be
really
sick collab.
Yeah.
They're one of my, like, inspirations. I just think they mix pop, kind of catchy top lines with, like, clubby...
Bangers.
Yeah.
Disciples, hit us up.
Yeah, Disciples, I'm here.
Camden
just
Cox.
Let me know when.
Collab.
Yeah.
Camden Cox collab.
Collab. Or Camel Fat, actually.
Oh,
Disciples or Camel Fat.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it's got that old school dance element in there with both of them that not many people can pull off.
I can feel that coming. I can feel it. The energy is...
Cam.
Yeah. I mean...
It's meant to be.
It was born.
Yeah.
It was born in the stars.
It's already born.
Let's play some of your wonderful music. Not the One is such a banger. I'm really excited to play it to everyone. Is there? So we're going to keep in touch in terms of May. We're looking at May for a new release and some exciting live shows.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to definitely see you live, they know they can go and see you at the House and Garage Orchestra Tour.
Yes.
But there's a few dates coming up, but there's a main tour in October.
There's a main tour in October.
But a few gigs here and there.
Yeah, we'll be up and down the country in October, so you can catch us in like Newcastle and all sorts.
Sick.
Glasgow. But yeah, a couple of London dates and a couple of Birmingham dates as well before that across summer. So
lovely.
Yeah.
Let's play some an anthemic track. Boom! By the way, that is a real word and it means like an anthem in being rousing or uplifting.
Oh, wow. You've actually Googled it.
They did, not me.
Oh.
I'm not that good.
Wow, you lot are on it.
Yeah, she's... I told you, Nat's good at Googling and water.
She's a pro.
She's going to hit me in the face when I come out of this interview.
I can see the way she's looking at you.
Yeah, she's going to kill me. Please, can you introduce Not The One for me, babe?
Definitely. Hi, I'm Camden Cox, and this is Not The One on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
You want me to? I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Jigga.
Another guilty beat.
Jigga boys. Yeah. When she stepped in looking like a snack. Man, damn ready to attack. You know what I want, so give me that. And you know it was never luck. When I stepped in looking like a snack. The girl damn ready to attack. You know what I want, so give me that. Yeah, we know it was never luck.
Stepped in looking like a snack. Big boy, can you handle that? Take it down, 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 ride you like a Cadillac. Said he heard I'm the best, yeah, baby, that's a fact. I tattoo, tell me what you wanna do. Me and you, no one has to come true. Say your grace, eat it with some gratitude. Yeah, I'm full of attitude. Said I'm looking like a snack. Wish I paid position, wanna hit it from the back. Pretty long legs, and you know that ass fat. Pack you too big, had to put some in the back. It's in the back, and we never lack. Niggas wanna stick to the kid like tack. Flow like water, and you know I spit crack. And you like the way I back it up like that, nothing that you can't hack.
When she stepped in, looking like a snack. Man, damn ready to attack. You know what I want, so give me that. And you know it was never luck. When I stepped in looking like a snack. The girl damn ready to attack. You know what I want, so give me that. Yeah, we know it was never luck.
Oh, you think I'm pretty, papi? I got this marbet from my nigga Laddie in the Addison Lee, but my name ain't Maddie. Shut down anywhere, even Abu Dhabi. Ooh. I got the type of wine that will probably break spines. You know I handle mine, heard it through the grapevine. The way I bracket niggas wanna be my Valentine. Baby, take time, I know I'm looking like a snack. Wish I paid position, wanna hit it from the back. Pretty long legs, and you know that ass fat. Pack you too big, had to put some in the back. It's in the back, and we never lack. Niggas wanna stick to the kid like tack. Flow like water and you know I spit crack. And you like the way I back it up like that, nothing that you can't hack.
When she stepped in looking like a snack. Man damn ready to attack. You know what I want, so give me that. And you know it was never luck. When I stepped in looking like a snack. The girl damn ready to attack. You know what I want, so give me that. Yeah, we know give us never lack.
Just give me the long thing, no stunting. Pull up close and show me something. Round and tick like a dumpling. Push up on it, no fronting. Give me the long thing, no stunting. Pull up close and show me something. Round and tick like a dumpling. Push up on it, no front. Said I'm looking like a snack. Wish I paid position, wanna hit it from the back. Pretty long legs and you know that ass fat. Pack you too big, had to put some in the back. It's in the back, and we never lack. Niggas wanna stick to the kid like tack. Flow like water and you know I spit crack. And you like the way I back it up like that, nothing that you can't hack.
When she stepped in looking like a snack. Man damn ready to attack. You know what I want, so give me that. And you know it was never luck. When I stepped in looking like a snack. The girl damn ready to attack. You know what I want, so give me that. Yeah, we know it was never luck.
Give me a snack. I need a snack now. Give me a snack, everyone. That was the new one from Kidda Cudz and Miss Banks, both of which have been on the show, by the way, but also both of which are really smashing it right now. Obviously, Miss Banks did the Little Mix performance at the Brits, and Kidda Cudz been dropping banger after banger, so very excited for those guys. Now it's time for...
Champion.
I'm very excited about this week's champion. Now, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if he's been champion in the past. I don't think he has, but I don't care because he gets to be champion again. This week's champion is Dave. His new track, Black, dropped just the other day. And gosh, does it make us excited for his new album. Sorry, not new album, debut album, Psychodrama, which will be coming out on March the 8th, which is next Friday, I believe. Follows his banging EP, Game Over, which features tunes like Question Time, Game Over, obviously, and more. The track's called Black. It's been getting rave reviews, lots of plays, very exciting. It's the first release of the year for him. And I would say, in my opinion, one of the most powerful songs he's ever released, which is saying something considering he's covered deep subjects across his songs, in songs like Question Time, where he's, you know, talked about government issues, talked about Grenfell. You know, he's he's an intelligent boy and he covers a lot of subjects. And I just feel like this track really takes it to another stage. And I guess it's just a real important track right now, teaching people about someone's journey with their race and how they've grown up. And what he described it as is a culmination of his experiences of being black, and that he wanted to explore where he came from, who he was, who he felt he was, and how that represented in his life. He also makes the point very strongly in an interview I was listening to that it's completely personal, and it's just his kind of view on his culture and how he grew up and the effects. And I just think there's even certain lines in the track that were just so powerful, and an important message. And I feel it's important to touch on. I know that Radio 1 played it a few times. Annie Mack had him on the show, and Greg James played it on The Breakfast Show. And there was some backlash from listeners. And Greg James was straight in there to tell them to fuck off, basically, which is great, because they were sort of complaining on the subject matter. And basically the point is, if you've got a problem with the subject matter of this song, then you've got a problem, full stop. So I agree, and I side with them to say, can you go away and stop listening if you have a problem with this song? Because we're not interested in hearing. I just think it's you really have to look back at yourself if you've got a problem with this track. Let's focus on the good things, though. What a beautiful track. It really touches on some amazing and important points. Filmed partly in the UK and Nigeria, so it was in London and Manchester. And it features... He worked on it with Fraser T. Smith, by the way. The wonderful Fraser T. Smith, who's worked on so many incredible... Obviously, worked on Stormzy's first album. He's worked with Nina Nesbitt. Worked with Dave, I think, a lot of times before. But it's such an important song. Really, really... if you want to take a moment to just actually listen very carefully to the lyrics, and if you try and just remember that it's not about being offended, like no one should be being offended by this song. I think that's the main point that's coming across on social media, is just like you need to listen and hear this person speak. Sometimes you need to sit back and listen, and this song is a really important one for that. I'm really excited for Dave's debut album. I mean, wow, what is to come if this is the first track? He also featured a lot of people in the video that he looks up to or have influenced him. And he said on it that he wanted to have people in there that, like, he believes are going to be the next sort of brightest and biggest people in the world. And he was saying how he wanted to have this kind of record of them all being together in this one video. Just really poignant kind of celebration of all of these people. Directed by Nathan James Tetti, who's a longtime collaborator of Dave's, and then Edom Warnu as well. And it's been described, the video, as a profound exploration of black identity, excellence, and diaspora. Am I pronouncing diaspora correctly? It is correct. Diaspora, isn't it? I always want to make sure I'm pronouncing this. Apologies if I'm not pronouncing that correctly. I'm really rubbish at pronunciations. Cameos include Stormzy, Oswald Boateng, the fashion designer, Raheem Sterling, the Manchester and England footballer, Dina Asher-Smith, the British sprinter, Tiffany Calver, who's the presenter and sort of like game changer and in terms of the music industry. You know, she's brought a lot and is teaching a lot and making a big, big wave right now at Radio One Extra. Dr. Anne-Marie Imafidon, MBE, who's the leading British figure in maths and science. By the way, just to note on her, she started her uni degree at 15 years old. Her uni degree. I am shooketh. Honestly, the brain, that's intimidating, that level of brains, like big up. Like, I'm in love with her already. She's also the youngest person ever to have a master's degree. Damson Idris, actor, and loads more. It was shot in England, London, Manchester, and Nigeria. And it's really stunning. Please take a minute. Listen to the words. Really take this in. I just think it's a wonderful, powerful, important song. And I feel a lot of what Dave is producing. I mean, he's so, so young. And to have that kind of strength and that ability to say such poignant things and put across such important points in his songs, I just think it's wonderful. And I think we're all going to be in for a fucking brilliant ride with Psychodrama, his debut studio album, out next Friday, March the 8th. In the meantime, go and listen to Game Over, the EP, over and over again, because it is absolutely incredible. Now I'm gonna play Dave now. This is Black. Really take a moment to listen, and we'll see you on the other side.
Look, black is beautiful, black is excellent. Black is pain, black is joy, black is evident. It's working twice as hard as the people you know you're better than, cause you need to do double what they do so you can level them. Black is so much deeper than just African American. Our heritage been severed, you never got to experiment with family trees, cause they teach you about famine and greed and show you pictures of our fam on their knees. Tell us we used to be barbaric, we had actual queens. Black is watching child soldiers getting killed by other children, feeling sick like, oh shit, this could have happened to me. Your mummy watching, telling stories about your dad and your niece. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. The kid dies, the blacker the killer, the sweeter the news. And if he's white, you give him a chance, he's ill and confused. If he's black, he's probably armed, you see him and shoot. Look, black is growing up around the barbershop. Mummy saying stay away from trouble, you're in yard a lot. Studying for ages, appreciating the chance you got, cause black is in your blood and you ain't even got the heart to stop. Black is stepping in for your mother because your father's gone, and standing by your children when you haven't proven karma wrong. Black is doing all of the above then going corner shopping, trying to help a lady cross the road to have her walking off. Black is growing up around your family and making it, then being forced to leave the place you love because there's hate in it. People say you fake the shit, never stayed to change the shit, but black is being jealous, you'd be dead if you had stayed in it. Black is struggling to find your history or trace the shit. You don't know the truth about your race cause they're erasing it. Black has got a sour fucking flavor, here's a taste of it, but black is all I know, there ain't a thing that I would change in it. Look, black ain't just a single fucking colour, man, it shades to it. Her hair's straight and thick, but mine's got waves in it. Black is not divisive, they've been lying and I hate this shit. Black has never been a competition, we all make this shit. Black is deadly, black is when you're freezing in your home and you can't get sleep, but never feeling empty, cause you got 20 cousins in your country living stress-free, walking for their water daughter wrapped inside a bed sheet. Black is distant, it's representing countries that never even existed while your grandmother was living. Black is my Ghanaian brother reading into scriptures, doing research on his lineage, finding out that he's Egyptian. Black is people naming your countries on what they trade most. Coast of Ivory, Gold Coast, and the Grain Coast, but most importantly to show how deep all of this pain goes. West Africa, Benin, they call it Slave Coast. Black is so confusing, cause the culture they're in love with it. They take our features when they want and have their fun with it. Never seem to help with all the things we know would come with it. Loud in our laughter, silent in our suffering. Black is being strong inside the face of defeat. Poverty made me a beast, I battled the law in the streets. We all struggled, but your struggle ain't a struggle like me. Or how could it be when your people gave us the odds that we beat? I mean, fucking hell, what about our brothers that are stuck in jail, that couldn't bust the bell, they held a burden, gotta live with it. Black is being guilty until proving that you're innocent. Black is saying free my fucking niggas stuck inside in prison cells. They think it's funny, we ain't got nothing to say to them. Unconditional love is strange to them, it's amazing. And black is like the sweetest fucking flavor, here's a taste of it. But black is all I know, there ain't a thing that I would change in it.
That is Champion of the Week, Black by Day. Hugh is here of Calypso.
Hello.
Am I pronouncing that correctly?
It is indeed, yes.
Yeah, because it's a funky way of spelling it. For those of you who are instantly going to Google it, it's K-Y-L-Y-P-S-O.
That's right, yeah.
But it's the best way to spell Calypso.
Yeah, I think it's the only real way to spell it.
Is it?
Oh, in our opinion, that's why we chose it.
Ah, nice,
that
nice.
And to make it a little different when you Google it.
Yeah.
Or not find it at all.
But also, when you do Google it, it's like the first, you are the first thing.
Yeah, that's the first thing that comes up rather than just Calypso.
Yeah. Anyway, how did you find that name? Why did you choose it?
So it came about, it was watching a lot of the Jack Gusteau stuff, and his ship was called Calypso.
Oh, really? So
it kind of came from that, and I think it was Rudy's. So one of Rudy's friends at the time said, oh, that would make a cool band name. So we're like, oh, okay, we'll take that.
And nice.
It just kind of stuck. Yeah.
And where are the other two today? You're holding the fort.
I am indeed. Rudy is on tour in Asia somewhere. I think he was in Hong Kong last time I spoke to him.
Oh, wow.
He's doing backline tech for a band out there.
Sick.
And then Tom is on another show with a band in London, but the other side of London.
Oh, wow.
And he's on in soundcheck now, so can't get across.
So busy lads, you three.
We are indeed, yeah.
Well, Cosmic Dolphin's just come out. It's an absolute, well, it's just a lovely, like, psychedelic, psych pop. The new sort of reign of psych pop. You're bringing it back. You're making it, like, important again.
We like to think so. Or we like... It's hard to define what it is.
No.
But psych pop is a good term, I think.
I like it. Let's make it up. Let's just make it up as we go along. That's what I like. Some people have described you as indie electronica, though. Do you like to label yourselves? Do you dislike it when people sort of say, this is what you are?
I don't really mind, to be honest. It's what people take away. I love it when people kind of go, oh, that reminds me of this track. I'm like, really? And then you listen to it and go, oh, I didn't even put two and two together.
So it's always
nice to hear, like... how other people define it.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's nice to have that feedback, isn't it?
Yeah, and to begin with, like, when we started a couple of years ago, we were a lot more electronic.
Yeah.
So that might have kind of stemmed from that. We still like to use a lot of samples and a lot of that kind of production. It's not all live stuff.
Yeah.
So it kind of has a bit of a mash of the two in there.
It's got quite a lot of depth, the melodies and the sort of, like, what goes into... I mean, Cosmic Dolphins, for example, it's absolutely beautiful, and the melodies and the groove are, like, really... It's just, like, gets you... Right there in the feels. But it came about from some drum samples with a field recording of a street in Japan, and then it all got mashed up in the music maker.
Yeah. So we were writing it, and we had the chords, and, like, I think it was a really old verse idea. And there was something, we were just kind of flicking through our sample libraries, and Rudy was, he was out again in Japan. I think he spends a lot of time there.
He loves it.
And he was there and he WhatsApped us this field recording of just a street, and we played it the same time we played the track. It was in key. We're like, okay, this is interesting. So, like, the beginning sounds at the street vendor in Japan kind of selling his wares. I think that, yeah, and it just kind of, that kind of, like, I don't know, it kind of made the basis of the track, really, and the kind of weirdness of it, I think.
Do you like using kind of weird things like that, you know, random just clips of, you know, as you say, someone trying to sell their bits and bobs, or is that something that's not that regular feature? Because I think that's quite, like, random, but to make it work like that is insane. Like, it's clever.
We'd never really try and, like, go out and look for it, but it always just kind of happens, and it's those little sounds which nobody else has.
Yeah.
Everyone's got presets for, you know, music software, but this bit of audio is recorded at one time, let alone somebody else there at the same time recording as well and using it in the same way. It's completely unique and really...
That would be very bizarre if that happened.
Super bizarre. Yeah.
If anything, that would be quite cool.
Yeah.
Like, it would be like, That'd be amazing. I'm happy.
Yeah,
I'm happy
so
for that.
Great.
But yeah, it must be cool. That's kind of, the world is your oyster in that sense, because you can just go around anywhere finding sounds and finding different, like, feelings and emotions.
And especially as you've got, like, well, you've got your phone which records it.
Yeah.
What was it? Fine. So you just capture all these different moments, then bring them into the computer and make instruments out with them, and then start writing with that, and it's really, really inspiring.
Yeah.
Rather than just a piano or a guitar, it pushes you in a different direction.
And how did you guys? How did Calypso become Calypso? What kind of spawned it?
Okay, so Tom and Rudy have been friends for a long time, and they were writing together, playing. I think Rudy was playing in his band maybe 3 years ago, and they started writing, and they came up with an EP, and they got in contact with me to mix it, because I'm a full-time engineer, producer, mixer.
Great.
And then from that, I was like, oh, you're brilliant, you've really got the sound, do you want to do some production stuff? So I started doing some production, and it kind of really, really quickly gelled. They're like, do you just want to be in the band? I was like, yeah, okay, let's do that, that'll be fun. That was about 2.5 years ago, and we've just been writing, releasing bits, kind of then taking them down and just figuring out who we are.
Yeah.
And I think March last year was our first single, Deep Blue, and that's the kind of start of being like, okay, I think we figured out where we're going with this.
And a lot of people, there was a lot of buzz around that track as well, and you've kind of, in a way, they're linked, because it was Deep Blue, it was like Deep Blue, ocean and sky, wasn't it? It was the kind of impetus.
Yeah.
And then you've obviously got Cosmic Dolphins, who are in the Deep Blue Sea.
Deep blue, or deep blue sky, depending which way you look at it, in space or something.
Yes.
But it's all, yeah, I think it's just because we were writing together, and it just kind of falls into that way. I never like saw the interconnectivity until you said it then. I was like,
ask if you're just, like, really into what's in the deep blue, because I'm so into that.
Yeah, far too many documentaries and a lot of into a lot of physics stuff. I'm not going to go into anything, because I don't know on that much of a level, but I just find it all fascinating.
Yeah, but there's creatures that we've never seen.
But we know more about, like, the outside the outside of our solar system than we do about what's in the ocean. It's like,
that's crazy.
It's
isn't
so
it?
Crazy. I can't wrap my head around it.
I don't know if you've seen the film The Meg, but that's a very funny take on what is down
there.
The
one with the big shark.
Yep.
I haven't seen it. I've seen it. I know about it. I haven't seen it.
Jason Statham just being Jason Statham. all over a big shark. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I have to check that out.
Please do, but don't blame me. I actually think it's a sick film, but it is.
It's not trying to be anything and it's not. It's no, like, it's exactly. Just watching it because it's ridiculous.
It's not Oscar, but it's great.
Yeah.
I love it. So what are you working on? Oh, you also do your own zines as well.
We do, yeah. So Tom's a graphic designer.
Can you all just stop being so talented?
That's what makes it so... So we're so lucky in that respect. We just have all the resources to do everything ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it kind of just started out as, I don't know, we want to do something a bit different than just send an email and, I don't know, sending an email is boring. But having like...
gets ignored a lot.
Exactly. And if you give somebody a printed copy of a design bit of work, mm-hmm. and it always features just friends and people we know on who are doing interesting things. It could be music, it could be art, fashion. We're just in the middle of finishing off our last one at the moment. One for Cosmic.
Yeah.
We just print them out, give them out, and we've had a good reaction to them. We just want to be able to print more, really.
Yeah. Well, the more you release, the more you will, which is exciting.
And just get a good enough run just to be like, yeah, here you go, enjoy it. We want to get it, make it bigger. Just include everybody we know doing interesting stuff and like allowing that to as a platform for them to get their art out there as well.
Like more of a collective kind of energy. Yeah.
I think that's really... It's really important. I think like you miss that a little bit in modern, it's kind of where we are musically at the moment. It'd be nice to bring that back, mm-hmm. especially because we know so many musicians doing great things.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Promoting other people is great as well. What are you working on at the moment? Is there more singles on the way? What's the plan for the rest of the year?
It kind of depends on what happens with Cosmic, really. Like we've got our next single almost ready to go. We've got to finish the mix of it. That we've kind of penciled that maybe beginning of summer.
Nice.
And then we've got a single after that ready. And then what seems to have happened is we've got six or seven, eight tracks which are shaped up into a kind of long EP.
Nice. A little
It's just kind
collection of...
Yeah, it feels like it's kind of gelling together quite well.
Nice.
So we'll see. We'll see if that becomes an EP or just a few more singles. But yeah, we really want to do an EP or more of a seven-track thing, which just is a solid collection of work and not just a random splattering of singles, but just a really takes you on a journey type project.
Well, I feel like Calypso as a sort of band or a journey band, you know, you need to kind of hop on and just enjoy the ride.
I think that's a good and we like our psyche outros and our
it's just like just
going on a journey and,
yeah, it's just lovely. It's like nice, enjoyable kind of music that you can just really get involved and enjoy the kind of changes and the, you know, sticking with you and seeing where the music goes, really.
Yeah, and I think it's really fun to do that live as well. Like, do upbeat stuff and just, like, have people dancing about and us dancing on stage as well like idiots. It's like, it works. It's just fun. Like,
and when's the next time you're performing live?
So we're playing on the 4th of April at Borderline.
Great. Everyone get down to 4th of April at Borderline.
Which will be a cool show.
Yeah.
We've had to put it on as... Rudy's away for 5 weeks, so we're taking a little bit of a break live until he's back, and then we'll do that, and then we'll see. Like,
exciting!
Try and get just more and more live shows, and get out of London and do like go up north and everywhere really.
Sick! Yeah. The world is your oyster.
Yes,
let's go. Well, let's play a bit of Cosmic Dolphins. Thank you so much, Hugh, for joining me.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you
and
for having me.
And repping the lads.
That's all right.
Yeah. Can you introduce Cosmic Dolphins for me?
Yes. This is Cosmic Dolphins, the new single by Calypso on FUBAR Radio.
I can't find it. my ear. All you need is me. So won't you come on over to my place? I give you key beats. We could hide together beneath the sheets that go on free. It's you and me forever. Each other's
Somerville will be joined by UK reggae icons UB40 for an in-depth chat about their career.
Plus, they'll be playing some tracks from their new album, For the Many.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville with very special guests, UB40.
Wednesday, 6th of March from 4pm.
On FUBAR Radio.
Hi, back on FUBAR Radio, and I don't know how to do my job. Ferris and Sylvester are here.
Hello.
Hi.
Otherwise known as Archie and Izzy.
That is correct.
How's it going?
We're great. How are you?
I'm sorry for that panic start that we just had.
Don't be silly.
That's live radio, isn't it?
You know what I mean, babe. Yeah. It's just how it rolls, you know?
Show must go on.
The show must go on, roll with the punches, all of those phrases that we say. Lovely to have you guys in.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
Such an exciting moment for you. Everyone's getting very buzzed, aren't they? Like, I've been seeing all over the social media, people getting very excited about what you guys are doing. I wanted to first, like, I mean, let's just talk about you guys getting together, first of all, because I think that's a good way to start. Start at the beginning. Why not?
Absolutely.
So
how did the magic happen? How did you guys get together?
You want me to answer that question?
You can answer that one, Archie.
How did the magic happen? We met, I was actually dragged, like, to one of Izzy's gigs.
Oh my god, nasty.
I know, yeah. And because a friend of mine fancied Izzy and he said, I need a wingman, I need you to come down and wingman me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. God knows how that happened.
I know, I don't know why.
And so I went and actually really liked Izzy's songwriting, liked Izzy's lyrics, and said, let's write some songs. And then we wrote some songs and then we were like, actually, these could be quite good. Let's concentrate on this. And that's kind of sort of how we met. It was through a bar called Spiritual Bar in Camden, not far from here.
Well, Camden is a great place to make and meet other musicians, isn't
it? Yeah, absolutely. We met through, there's loads of kind of musicians that go through the bar. And
Look at bloody Ed Sheeran, for God's sake. That's where he started off his...
Barfly.
Yeah, guitaring all over the streets. No, is it gone?
It's not gone. It's still a music venue.
Camden Assembly.
Yeah, Camden Assembly.
Oh, yes.
It's all like plush and trendy and posh now.
Yes, I've been there since it's changed. I just, because I don't go to Camden that much because I can't sing. I go and I'm like, oh, and then I'm always like, you kind of remember the iconic places and you're like, oh, I'm in here.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of iconic. When I moved to London, that was kind of where I wanted to be and where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And that's then where we met. So it was a good choice, but yeah.
Are you still friends? Are you still getting on with each other?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, like, sometimes no.
But you can do that. Can you be annoyed at each other? Can you do that thing? Like, it's not like... Because, you know, when some people... I mean, Oasis, for example. But, you know, like, can you have that thing where you have an argument and then you're like, cool, that's a work argument and we'll just leave that at the door?
We're really good at arguing. That's and then we can use it in you know, good constructive ways. So, but that's part of the fun. We kind of have gotten past the phase where we're polite.
Yeah,
as well.
that's what I was kind of getting at. Yeah. Where you just don't have to be nice anymore. It's like, no, I think that's a shit idea.
We're 100% ourselves.
That happens. In fact, that probably happened today.
It did happen today.
Yeah, as he was designing a poster, and I was like,
No, it's rubbish.
It's rubbish. She was like, but why? Why is it rubbish?
I would say exactly that. Why?
Is that rude? Which is a fair point. And I was like, well, look, it just doesn't work. The logo's in the wrong place and blah, blah, blah.
Did you cry? Because I would have cried.
No, I was just kind of like, oh, I'll get him back one day.
All it was, you can do better. And then she did better. And now she's made a really cool poster. So, you know.
Thanks so much, Archie.
It wasn't that constructive criticism, but you turned it into a positive because you're so... talented.
Yeah, oh, okay. Thanks. He's just done what's called a shit sandwich, which is where you say something shit, but either side you say something lovely. So it's like, oh my gosh, you look so nice. Your poster's shit, but you're so much better than that post. Do you know what I mean? Shit sandwich.
Yep. Welcome to the Ferris and Sylvester School of Management.
Yeah, absolutely. That was great. A shit sandwich.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite ways to live. Sickness is your brand new track.
Yes.
You produced it with Mike Rendell.
Yeah.
Obviously, Pink Floyd, Paul McCartney, like. Everyone, great.
Yeah, he's awesome.
It's one of the first songs you wrote together.
Yeah, oddly enough, yes. It was a really kind of underdeveloped song that started off as a poem, and then we did it a couple of times and it didn't really flow, and then it wasn't until we kind of found our sound a bit more and found our feet that we brought it back, and then it suddenly had a whole new kind of thing going on, and we were like, this is really, really special. But we demoed it like 5 times before we went into the studio and actually did it.
Yeah.
And it's now one of our like proudest pieces of work.
It's a bit darker, isn't it, in tone, like than your other stuff, but still really works with the kind of image and the vibe.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's good for us as a duo, especially because our writing kind of changes all the time, to listen to a lot of music and to be inspired by a lot of different things, because your sound has to, you know, it has to represent who you are and what you're doing. And I think that's always been really important to us, more so than like what's cool or like what's trending.
Well, that's the funny thing about this kind of music as well, this kind of folky guitar led you know, it's something that it's hard to do really well in, and when you do like you guys and people are suddenly like, this is really exciting, it's kind of, it's different. So when people take notice, you know, it's something to take notice of, and it's important moment. Do you know what I mean?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Because genre-wise, I think it's a tough genre. It's a really hard one to break, especially in the UK. Obviously, it's massive in the US, which is great for you guys. But
we're going there next week.
Oh, sick! Yeah, but South by Southwest.
Yeah.
I nearly went SWSX. You can say that, can't you? South by, but it's better to say South by. But again, massive opportunity to get out there and show your vibe.
We're extremely excited and extremely nervous.
Don't be nervous. You're great.
Thank you.
I know you feel fine now, don't you? I've said that.
Yeah, that's it.
You're like, oh, God.
Was that a shit sandwich?
Thank God, yeah.
Was it?
No, there was no... It was just a sandwich of happiness.
Yeah, that was just the filling. Yeah,
that
it was just the nice bit.
Jam sandwich.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Happy
Nutella,
happy sandwich.
And butter.
But seriously, like, I think your sound will go down really well in America. Like, but the fact that people in the UK, because I know right now there's a big grime moment and there's a big dance moment.
Yeah.
But to break through that and be like... everyone's getting excited about you. I think it's a really exciting moment. And also, I love all genres, but it takes a minute for me to like really hook on to something. But as soon as I heard your guys' music, I was like, wow.
Oh, thank you. But it's true. And like, we listened to a whole bunch of music. We went, some of our favourite gigs last year, we went to see a band called Wolfpack, who are like funk.
Oh, sick.
Loads of young lads from the States, and they're amazing. Like, we listen to a lot of music, a lot of jazz. You know, it's really important, whatever genre you're performing in or listening to, just like listen to everything.
Well, it's just about songs.
Yeah.
That's the way we see it. It's, you know, we write most of our songs on guitar, but we try not to, when we're writing a song, be like, right, we're going to write a folk song.
It's not a blues, so yeah.
We're just writing a song. That's it. That's all we try and do. Mm. Yeah.
And you're really good at it. By the way, it's going well so far.
It's
been a good start to the year. I mean, we've just come off our first UK tour, which was like,
I know,
really
in February.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And how did it go? Did you have an, like, because it's a lot to deal with going on tour, isn't it?
Well, especially because we like toured most
of
last year.
I'm just looking at the venues, loads of places, like it's all across the UK, which is a lot. It's intense.
Yeah. But we nearly sold it out, so we're really really chuffed that everyone came down and.
Bopped along with you.
Yeah, kind of. It's just like, what if no one comes?
Oh, they'll be there, babes.
And then, yeah, and then we were.
They were there. We were shocked. We had full rooms all over the country, people singing our songs back to us. It was a bit sort of weird. It was incredible.
It felt like quite a quick incline for you guys from getting together?
I guess so.
Like, we've got so far to go. It's a difficult question.
But it's weird because, do you know, the one thing that I was saying earlier to another guest is stop and smell the roses because you're smashing it so hard, and it's sometimes so difficult to see when you're like, oh, I've reached this goal, so I want to get to this goal. Like, you've just done your first headline tour. Like, that's insane and so exciting. What a way to start the year as well.
Oh, it was amazing. Right.
And off to Texas.
Yeah.
To show your music to even more people and to eat some great food, I can imagine. Barbecues.
I want a lot of deep fried food.
Oh,
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
A lot of salt, a lot of syrup.
I want to give myself diseases in this country.
Yes.
Just like, give me all the salt, all the sugar, everything on top of that as well in one sandwich.
I want to come back very chubby.
Yeah. Mm. Babe, you go get it.
I can't wait.
My favourite thing, literally with every guest I bring up food, like without fail, this is a music show that is also about food.
That's really good. I just had an amazing hummus sandwich, which is weird because I'm into meat. I'm a big meat eater.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like
the most
smooth hummus I'd ever seen. I was like, I want that on bread.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Smooth hummus.
Say no more.
Say no more, babes. You have what you want. That's not a shit sandwich. That is a great sandwich.
Hummus sandwich.
So your EP, everyone got really excited about the EP, and that's how it kind of all kicked off for you.
Yeah.
Did you see that? Or was it like, oh, we're just going to do this, I'm going to release it, and...
We recorded that in our kitchen, literally in our kitchen.
That's insane. But I guess it kind of suits the vibe, you know.
I think it did at the time. We'd met lots of people who said, no, you need to do it like this. You need to work with these people. You need to sound like this.
Oh, no.
You know, and we just went, oh, God, there's too much. We're just going to record it. We're going to produce it ourselves the best we can.
It's called Made in Streatham.
It's called Made in Streatham.
Which I always say Made in Streatham, by the way, without fail. I just love saying Streatham.
Or St. Reatham. Yeah, you can say it however you want.
St. Reatham. Mm,
that's like the posh way to say Streatham.
Oh, my God, fave. Streatham, St. Reatham.
Made in St. Reatham by Chris and Sylvester. Yeah, that's... But so when we recorded it, we were like, you know, we put our heart and soul into that and put as much effort as we possibly could to it with the most limited budget imaginable, and we pulled in as many favours as we possibly could, and then we just put it out and went, look, we're not going to pay any attention to anyone who says we shouldn't. Let's just do it. Let's get the music out there, because why not? A couple of tracks sort of really took hold and sort of started going really, really well on Spotify. And yeah, from there we met our sort of management and agent and stuff like that.
Just
and
gone from strength to strength.
Yeah.
Very exciting, guys. Yeah. I'm gassed for you. And
Thank
I'm also
you.
Gassed to hear what's next, you know.
Yeah.
We should play some live music now.
You should
guys.
Join in.
No, you guys. Just you guys. What are you going to play for us?
We're going to play a song called Flying Visit that we took on our tour with us. And it's a new song, and it's a really intimate song. And it really kind of took hold of the people who watched it. And so this week we've been in the studio back with Michael.
Oh, yes.
To record this song, to Sick. Record this track. So we thought we'd play it for you today.
So this is like exclusive?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. All right, babes. Well, I'm going to shut up now.
Okay.
Amazing. We'll Are you ready, song. Arch?
Got some guitar. All sounds good. Let's see.
I gotta tell you something. Bend down, come close. I love you. We can go and do something. Play house, play cards, whatever you wanna do. Please don't leave me down here. Stay, then you bring your suitcase and you make it 10 days, cause I hate these flying visits. I'll show you upstairs till you blow up bed. You know you're my best friend, don't say it's a flying visit. Do you wanna see something? How high I've climbed since the last time. I can do some new things. Come see what I've done with my kick drum. Please don't leave me down here. Stay, then you bring your suitcase and you make it 10 days, cause I hate these flying visits. I'll show you upstairs till you blow up and you know you're my best friend, don't say it's a flying visit, cause I hate these flying visits. If you won't stay with me anymore, then you can't play with me. And you can't play with me anymore. Oh, please don't leave me out here. And if you're gonna stay, then you bring your suitcase and you make it 10 days, cause I hate these flying visits. If you're gonna stay, then you bring your suitcase and you make it 10 days, cause I hate these flying visits.
I'll show you upstairs till you blow up.
You know you're my best friend.
Don't say it's flying visits.
I'll show you upstairs till you blow up. You know you're my best friend. Don't say it's a flying visit.
If you're gonna stay, then you bring a suitcase
and you make it 10 days.
Cause I hate these flying visits.
And if you're gonna stay, then you bring your suitcase and you make it 10 days. Cause I hate these flying visits.
I'll show you upstairs till you blow up, babe.
You know you're my best friend. Don't say it's a flying visit. I gotta tell you something. Bend down, come close. I love you.
Woo! Exclusive on FUBAR Radio. Guys, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank
We're
going
to have to thank whip you. Off because Brother Ali's on the phone. But I love you guys so much.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You so thank you so much. Ferris and Sylvester, go and check them see out ASAP. And we'll see you very, very soon, guys. Thank you so thank much. You.
FUBAR Radio has paired up with Durex to highlight the impact that painful sex is having on women across the UK and beyond.
Hi, I'm to Hannah James with Foobar Radio, and Durex have invited us down today to talk all about lube. I'm joined by Hannah and Chidera, and they found out that over 50% of men don't even recognise when you're in pain during sex.
You've got to be aware of the power that you hold in the situation and know that you have a responsibility to ensure that the person that you're having sex with feels comfortable enough to say to you, can we change this? Or else your ego is allowing you to believe that the person's enjoying it without you actually asking them if they're enjoying it.
Yeah, just check in with your buddy. Why couldn't we say, oh, it's a bit dry down there, but medically, not my fault, not your fault.
For more information, go to fubarradio.com.
Please welcome Brother Ali on the line right now. Can you hear me?
I can, and I also heard that performance. That was amazing.
Wasn't it wonderful? Absolutely beautiful. Wasn't it? Yeah. That was Ferris and Sylvester. They'll be really pleased to hear that you loved it. I'll make sure I pass it on. How are you, mate?
I'm wonderful. I can't wait to come and be in the UK again.
We cannot wait to have you. Shadows on the Sun anniversary tour. You're finally letting us have it in Europe. It's obviously, we had it in the US, but you're bringing it to us now. We're very, very excited to have you. Are you looking forward to kind of doing it all again 17 years later?
Yeah, I mean, it was, we did it in the US. We released my last album in 2017, and we spent a full year touring that. And, we found ourselves going back to the same venues that we had been performing for all these years, and they were selling out again. And I realized, like, what a beautiful thing it is to be able to explore myself and express myself and have people support us and just be there for that whole journey. And so when Shadows on the Sun got to 15 years, I went back and listened to it again. And to be honest, it was an idea of that promoters and booking agents had to do an anniversary tour, and I initially said no, but then when I went back and listened to it, I realized that this whole journey that we've been on with our listeners over all these years, all of those different parts, the political parts, the autobiographical parts, the spiritual parts, all of the seedlings for all of those things are on that album. And so it's been really a lot of fun to go back and perform it and to revisit it. And it really is a way of saying thank you to the people that have supported us for all these years.
Well, I think it's resonated so strongly with your fans that it's almost like a gift to kind of give back to them. But you've said in the past that each of your albums are the result of pain, growth, and the eventual healing that you experience. But is there? Would you say this was the kind of... well, I guess I can ask that more openly. Which album would you say was, I guess, the most painful or the most healing that you've released in your career, would you say?
I mean, I think growth and pain go together.
Yeah.
When you grow, that's always associated with pain. And when you have pain, what we hope is that if we're able to metabolize it and really sit with it, if we don't run away from it, if we don't try to medicate it, then we will grow and we will heal. The healing will bring growth. And so the Shadows on the Sun album was the first one that, you know, when I made that album, it was a really difficult time for me.
Mm-hmm.
And some really great music came out of it. And that was the one that made me really realize that, you know, if you become a songwriter, so I was a battle rapper before that, and I've always taken the art and the craft of rapping really seriously, which is great, and I would never leave that. But if you can add to that being a songwriter and you know, being a poet, that you can actually, the music can actually be part of the healing process.
Yeah.
And that lets so many people in on it, and allows us to connect on that level of healing and wholeness and pain and joy and celebrating and all of that. And that's what really, I think, has given us the ability to have the longevity that we have.
And the catharsis, I guess, that you feel each time. And it's so wonderful that you can go back to an album from 17 years ago and still feel about it, you know, still connect with it and still, because as you say, before you listen, you said no, but then going back and listening, you knew that the relevance was still there. It's just, it's exciting for us as well to know that you as an artist are still connecting with that album.
Yeah, a lot of times when people do their, an anniversary album, it's kind of their way of saying to their fans, I know you don't like my new music that much, so I'm going to just go back and do my old music because I know that's what you really want. But artists a lot of times want to do their newer music, and I've always done all of it. So, I perform the favorite songs from all of the albums. But, you know, so for us, this comes on the heels of, like I said, a tour for the newest album where we were, you know, doing really well and people were responding really well.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I just, you know, really wanted to go back to this first album and saying all of these different phases that I've been through and these different kind of movements and different growth areas that we've been through together, they all were on the first album. So it really is just kind of a celebration of what we've had together. I've never had a huge audience. I've never been a mainstream artist. And in the UK and Europe is even smaller than it is in the US. But instead of being a quantity of people, the quality of the relationship is really what means a lot to me. And so to go back and do this album with those people that have supported us through that, you know, through all these years and really given me the freedom to explore my heart and to not have to worry about how many records are we going to sell, how many tickets are we going to sell. It's just this really beautiful relationship of the fans basically saying to me, you go and do what you need to do. Explore, travel, take a couple years if you need to. If you want to go be a political organizer for a couple years and then come back and tell us about that, we'll be here. If you want to go and, you know, sit with the Sufi masters and then come back and tell us about that, we'll be here. If you want to, you know, if you want to make an album of just you rapping in a basement and just, you know, trying to be the greatest rapper alive, cool. Like, we'll be here. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. It's almost like having an endowment or something like that. It's really beautiful.
Well, it's beautiful for us as well, because I think it's so much easier to connect with an artist like that. And I'm really excited for the tour and for everyone that's going to get to go see it. Shadows on the Sun. Tickets are on sale now, aren't they, in the UK and Europe. So everyone needs to go down and get them. But it's been a total pleasure to have you on the show. And if there's any chance you can swing by when you're in the UK, we would love to have you in.
I'll do my best. I have to see what the schedule is looking like, I would love to. You guys have always been so good to us.
Well, I'm just loving, everything that you do, and I find it really exciting. And in terms of the comments on society and life, I think it's awesome. We're actually running out of time. Annoyingly, I'm going to have to go, but I'd love to have you on and chat for hours with you about all of your music and what's kind of going on now. But we'll see you. We'll see you in a few months when you come for the Shadows on the Sun tour. And tickets are on sale now, so everyone needs to go and get them. Thank you so much, Brother Ali.
Thank you.
We'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
To the beach, y'all. Check this out. This announcement that I'm about to make is very important. Yes. Now listen.
Keep in mind that I'm an artist. And I'm sensitive about my shit.
To the beach, y'all.
Sensitive about my shit.
Can't believe I'm still doing this. I thought my political views might have ruined this. I figured you might have moved on to these newer kids. My extra extended hiatuses. Who would have thought you would have let me get away with this? I mean, no one's waiting to see what an aging hater thinks. I kinda wanted to be finished. I didn't wanna pull my heart out, let you see in it. I just wanna grow privately, be free a minute. Plus my soul don't always have peace within it. I tell the truth, but I can see that I'm conceited with it. I make a whole lot of mistakes, please don't be offended. I used to have this reoccurring nightmare. I'm on stage with the whole city inside here. I start choking and my lungs won't provide air. Then I dropped the album they reacted to and started selling out First Avenue. Now all the bad dreams I have are that you no longer care for, dude.
Keep in mind that I'm an artist. And I'm sensitive about my shit.
That's right.
Sensitive about my shit. Keep in mind that I'm an artist. And I'm sensitive about my shit.
Say that then.
Sensitive about my shit.
I love rappers with the big voices that put the power in the lyrics so you live for it. And spit it boisterous, the ignorant can't ignore it. I put the preacher style in my delivery, and I remember vividly somebody tweeted Chuck D and asked him who the best voices are, and he mentioned me. I did 7 shows a week for like 5 years and used to scream on that mic to make it sound clear. And now I'm staring down my most profound fear. Started catching up with my vocal cords. I'm not so sure that I should perform no more. Back of my mind, wonder what you're applauding for.
Keep in mind that I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.